And now, on Adobe Radio, it's The Brett Davern Show, featuring Katie LeClair.
Streaming live, weekday mornings, 9 Pacific, noon Eastern.
On Adobe.com and the Adobe app for iOS.
Oh, man.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This weekend, we were walking out of the door to go play some baseball at the park. And both kids are playing now, and they both each have a cute little baseball backpack. And so she's walking past me, and I just noticed that, like, it's open, and the helmet is, like, half sticking out of it, and it looks too heavy, and it's just all a mess. And I was like, hey, whoa there, Tiger. Like, where are you going? What's going on with this backpack here? And she's like, what? It's fine. And I was like, hold on. And I, like, open it up, and I was like, well, okay, well, I pull the helmet out, and then under the helmet is the glove, but then under the glove is a hat, and then under the hat is another hat, and then under that hat is a sweatshirt, and then under the sweatshirt is, you know, some rocks and stuff.
Probably a ribbon that she found. I know the girl.
Oh, yeah. I just started laughing with the more things I pulled out. It was like a, you know, birthday magician pulling ribbons out of a top hat. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, what? And I go, no, okay, you don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need this. And then I was like, look, see, like, now it's so much lighter and everything fits. And, you know, there you go. She's like, okay, fine. And then I thought, oh, wait, hold on. There's a front pocket on that thing. And I zipped open the front pocket, and there was the normal batting gloves and whatever. And then there was a paintbrush.
Yeah.
I said, what's the paintbrush for? She said, I just found it at the field.
I love that.
I said, go put that with your art stuff. So she did. And then she comes running back. And by the time she came running back, I had turned the backpack upside down. And out of the front pocket fell just a bunch of shells. Just a bunch of seashells. Like really tiny ones.
Where did she get them from?
I have no idea. I go, what's with all these shells? What is this? And she goes, oh, well, my friend and I found them. She goes, oh, well, oh, yeah, I was saving those. My friend and I found those on the side of the field one time. And I put them in, and I'm not kidding, there was like 12 of them. And yeah, and so I, okay, go put them in the collection. All right, there you go. All right, now are we ready to go? Yeah. She's like, yeah, come on, let's go. What are you doing?
She's like, I was ready.
It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio, brought to you in partnership with Nice Guy Digital.
Woot woot. That's what I got.
Let's get to the guy who's the girl's dad.
Yeah.
Brett Davern.
Listen up, everybody. This is our show. Thanks for tuning in. BDSfans@adobe.com. If you want to text in, you could do that anytime if you have thoughts. We like the people that have thoughts. If you've never texted the show, maybe today's the first day. There's never anything better than when someone says, I've been listening for years and I've never engaged. Hold on. That part sucks. If you've been listening for years, you should engage.
Engage.
Come on, you. Yeah, send a text in. But anyway, they say, I've never texted in. But today I was listening, and what in the heck are you talking about? There's nothing better than that. Or what am I talking about? They're always disagreeing with Katie. Let's be honest. It's always
I'm controversial.
They're always upset at whatever Katie has said. Yeah, it's always Katie's fault.
Sure. Yep.
It's Carly and I's new podcast. Blame Katie. Actually, I don't know if you know this, Katie. There's a podcast out there called Blame Katie.
There's a song called Blame Brett.
It gets played in the in only one certain Uber. And it's live. It's a live podcast. Every once in a while.
I think it's Lyft, actually.
Okay.
So just be careful out there.
What? Come on. They all drive for all of them at the same time. There's like
you think this person drives for more than one?
On the dash?
I guess that's true. Sometimes they do. Like, if you're doing one, you might as well do them all.
You know what? The real ones drive for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
They move to LA and they buy a car like an adult.
I like those ride shares that have. I just need some coffee. I'm dry as well, huh? I like the ride share cars that have the like bar of six lights on the windshield.
Yeah.
And they just like flip a different one on. Whoops, that one was Spotify. Huh? That didn't make any sense. Yeah. No, there's one Uber, Lyft, and or the other. You get in, it's like. It's like, hey, what's up? Welcome to Blame Katie. You didn't know this. You just got in the world's only live Uber podcast. Yep. Uber. It's like, what was that game show that took place in a cab?
Cash Cab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cash Cab.
And he would just ask you trivia questions. And the answer is always that it was Katie's fault.
Right. Yeah, this is that. That's what this is. Yeah.
Weirdly enough, Katie would she'd see this coming, and she'd weirdly probably win enough, all the money.
Yeah.
She'd know what he was up to.
He gives up a lot of money because you catch on to the game real quick. Oh. Funny because it's true. Hey, you ever heard of a band called Games We Play? Well, this song is called All My Untalented Friends. Ooh la la. Turn it up. Katie will be back to do some news, and Carly and I will be blaming people.
He gets distracted easily. Don't believe me? Well, text him right now. Just enter BDSFans at Adobe.com where you normally put the phone number. Compose your text and press send. Then sit back and listen to him get derailed in real time.
Yeah, no, it's true. If your text is good enough or funny enough, I will just start talking about that.
Yeah.
I had a high school history teacher that if you walked into the class and hit him with a good enough subject, you could get him to talk about that the whole time.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to do whatever it is. Carly, come on.
That was all right.
You got to just reach over and start literally slapping me, I think.
We'll just switch places.
Just
bring the board over here.
Oh, man.
I just want to get back at him one day, I think. I'm going to start plotting something, Brett.
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
Thank you.
Yes, but that was the best.
I was saying that was the best. I had an AP teacher like that. Mm-hmm. And in AP, like, they just make up the lesson plans because they don't know the test.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you could just
mm-hmm.
be like, but is that really true? And then they would be like, that's it. Stop everything. You'd be like, yes.
Oh, it was great. Like, from the back of the class, I'd be like, I don't know, Mr. Brown. You got any statistics to back that up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yours was a history teacher also?
Mine was a psychology teacher, but she would do anything to get on her, like, soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd be like, I don't think marijuana would make me stupid. And she'd be like, what?
So my guy was also the varsity basketball coach. So if you asked him something with numbers or anything, then he'd start going wild on the whiteboard, like as if he was drawing up an inbounds play with 30 seconds left. Ooh. And yeah, the man was a legend. What a fun class that was.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, I knocked it. Okay. Sorry. So nervous. Katie, what's going on in the world out there?
CES, the...
You know what I'm not nervous about?
What? Yes, what? Yes. Sorry.
I'm in an interrupting mood today. You know what I'm not nervous about, Katie? My internet provider knowing where the hell I am.
Yes.
Or what the hell I'm doing. That's what I'm not nervous about, Katie. You know why? I got the best VPN in the biz, ExpressVPN. And so do you. And so do us at the studio. So do I at the compound. It's the greatest. Carly, do you got ExpressVPN yet?
Yeah, I got it from you guys.
Are you sure you have it? Because if you don't...
Well, wait, tell me more.
Or maybe a loved one of yours or a family member or maybe. A significant... What's that word?
Significant other.
Yeah. Look... We all know that VPNs protect your privacy and security online, right? But here's something that you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. We've talked about this before on the show. It's not just about making them think you live in Kansas or whatever. It's also so that you can watch Friends on UK Netflix or Parks and Rec on UK Netflix or Vikings on Canadian Netflix. But that also means that if you live in those other places, I think you can watch American Netflix, probably.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not. Does this thing work in reverse?
It's only for Americans to hide themselves.
What I really like about it is, honestly, and I mean, not that, like, this is the thing about privacy, you know? Like, you don't know you need it until you need it, right? And it's not about sort of, like, people think, oh, what are you being so private about? Like, what do you have to hide, you know? Because I like it for the sort of not sharing all your stuff and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I don't have anything to hide. It's the, like, they sell your data everywhere. And then, you know, you're following your geographical location everywhere you go and stuff like that. And I mean, I got bodies to hide. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You don't need the bots.
Yeah. Look, if you're like me, and also, and it's the TV shows too, because it's fun to do this. If you've run out of shows to watch on Netflix, you know, this will change your world, open it back up again and stuff like that. And also, it's all the security that Katie and I always talk about all the time around here. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason that we use ExpressVPN to watch our shows is because it's ridiculously fast also. There's never any buffering or lag, no having to downgrade your resolution or anything like that. It is no problem. It's basically, once you set this thing up, it's one button. It's an app. It's amazing. If you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use my link right now. ExpressVPN.com/Brett, and you get an extra 3 months free of ExpressVPN. That's ExpressVPN.com/Brett, ExpressVPN.com/Brett to learn more.
Yeah.
Katie, we've interrupted it twice, but it's important stuff that we're talking about. What's going on in the news?
The Emmys were last night.
Oh, wow. And we'll be right back to talk about that right after this. No, I'm just kidding.
The Emmys were last night. Highlights.
I didn't know. I had no clue, actually.
Well, it's everything got pushed back. Normally, it would have been in September, but everything got pushed back because of the writer's strike. So that's why maybe you didn't really. Also, you don't care, so, you know, that's fine.
I don't, but also, it when things like this happen, and I really, I mean, honestly, even this morning, just scrolling through things, I had no idea this even happened until you just said it.
Like, your algorithm didn't even show you?
No.
Yeah.
And it is weird how you can just sort of avoid something that would have just been universal.
You know? And now it's just sort of like, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Fart?
Fart in the wind. It's now really it's a funny. Fart in the wind.
I know, I've heard that.
Well, I think what I'm actually saying is it's not one of those for the people who are like,
some people care a lot. Well, don't offer to buy somebody a drink if they've had a bad Emmys night.
Oh, well, there's someone out there who definitely knew it was the Emmys last night because of their algorithm. You know what I mean?
True.
And so if you're into it, you probably really knew about it. And then if you're like me, you had no idea, and that's kind of weird. Matt, maybe that's how you really know I'm out of this biz, huh?
That is pretty weird it didn't show up on your algorithm.
It knows.
Well, ExpressVPN hid.
Yeah.
They don't know you're an actor now.
Yeah.
You're just incognito.
Yeah. Or actress.
The Bear was the big winner.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
The Bear's so good.
Have you seen it, Brett?
We've said this before.
Brett doesn't like scripted shows.
I've seen an episode. It's good enough. I'm sure it's great. I'll watch it when it's three seasons down the line, like I do with everything. And so don't hate on me. Also, I just wanted to say, because since Katie would, if she was in a movie with him, you know, I was in that kid's like first movie, okay?
Oh, really?
So go back and watch
Jeremy
me and
Allen White's first movie.
Jeremy together in a movie called Beautiful Ohio, all right?
Good.
Check it out. He plays
Beautiful
the
Ohio.
Younger version of my older brother in a flashback, if that makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. He was a sweet kid back then. I'm sure he's a sweet
did
kid now.
Did you meet him on set?
Yes, of course. Did you meet him at Shameless? I did.
Oh, yeah. Your paths have crossed twice.
Yeah. Oh, that's... There you go.
And he didn't invite you to the Emmys? What the heck?
You know, it's funny.
Wait,
Wait, so
rude.
What?
But yeah, why didn't? Why wasn't I his plus one?
Wait, why isn't Jeremy on the show this morning? Call him. Sorry, I just went from 0 to 100. I was like, oh, you met him once, to like call him right now.
He was so young when I knew him. I just have his mom's number, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I that's funny because I didn't bring up Shameless because we're not in any scenes together on that. However, we did meet up at the table read and talked some beautiful Ohio
fun.
And reminisced for a second. And I was like, dude, that's so funny. Like, oh yeah. And he's like, I know. Isn't that crazy? I'm super famous now. And I was like, that's awesome. No, he's a super sweet kid and super talented guy. So hell yeah. I'm rooting for this guy all the way.
I've only seen season one of The Bear, but I just signed up for Hulu again for season two of The Bear, specifically and only, and I'll probably cancel it after the month, to be perfectly honest. But I signed up again for The Bear.
Well, it might be weird, but go back and watch him on all of Shameless because he's great on that,
so
too.
Good.
He's fantastic.
That show was so good.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep. Is, was, whatever. Is. Yeah, he's awesome. Love him.
Also.
So he won an Emmy? Did he win?
I think he won Best Actor in
or
a Comedy.
Or the show.
The
I know
show
she
won
did.
A lot.
Okay. The show won a lot is okay. The headline.
Well, I hope he won. That's
let's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
individually.
Let's find out.
Like,
we have the
I hope so. You know.
We need to keep going.
Elton John became an EGOT winner.
Yeah.
Even though awards mean nothing.
Concert at Dodger Stadium was videotaped and released. And okay, great. So he got an Emmy last night. Elton John.
Yes, Jeremy Allen White won.
And all right. Nice.
Cool. Congrats, bruh.
And EGOT.
And EGOT for EJ.
Elton. Yeah,
was
good
it for
Elton.
His concert?
The Dodger Stadium concert, yeah.
Okay. Sweet. All right.
You said that probably, but I was Googling.
You were, it's good.
It's
yeah.
Not that I wasn't listening.
And then what else happened? Jennifer Coolidge said thanks to all the evil gays.
Yeah. Finally someone thanks them.
Yep. Christina Applegate made a surprise appearance.
Yeah, you're right. They've been thanking themselves for all these years.
And there you go. That's the Emmys.
Okay. Cool. No Cranston? They didn't give Cranston one just because?
What would he have gotten it for?
I just figure he should get one every year.
That's fair. Yeah.
Just, they he just should. Hand one. You know, it'd be a funny moment in the show. Like,
and Brian?
And as we do annually, Brian, here's an Emmy. Then he just chucks it on a wheel, like a wheelbarrow full of Emmys, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Who's the most Emmyist winner? Most winningest Emmy winner?
Guess.
Kelsey Grammer.
That's good. Larry David.
Yeah, I was going to say Seinfeld and Larry David.
Yeah.
Because they get for producing, writing.
Right.
Well, not he wouldn't have got it for acting. He's laughing on that show all the time. Breaking Bad, like people?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Sopranos, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Sopranos.
Yeah. As a show, you mean?
Yeah. So who, I mean, I don't know who that would be. If it would be like, I don't
Carly's
know.
Feverishly trying to
Well,
find
I
out.
Was looking for like an actor, like who, but if you're going to talk shows, you're wrong for sure.
What's the show?
Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Still,
actress.
Wow. Still hanging on.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus with 8 wins.
Seinfeld.
Veep and all that, too.
Yeah, Veep won too. Her a lot.
Oh, true.
She probably got one for New Adventures of Old Christine.
Yeah. Well, probably,
she's
yeah.
good in everything she's in.
That's true.
So sorry, really quick. I believe, according to a quick Google, that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is the most awarded person with 8, because this is saying that Edward Asner...
as an actor or actress,
has 7.
Okay.
And he's an actor, so I think she's the most awarded person.
I'd assume, though, like, you know, like Dick Wolf, who's the executive producer of all the Law & Orders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, as a producer, he's got to have, like, 60 Emmys.
A cajillion, yeah.
Just, I mean, SVU's been on for 42 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, oh,
probably
they did.
Probably has a ton.
Did they, I think I saw they did something with Grey's Anatomy.
They did, yeah. Some, like, cast reunited photo or... Yeah.
So. Do you guys notice, like, Grey's Anatomy?
If Sandra Oh isn't there, it's not a cast reunited, and I don't care.
Grey's Anatomy, though, has just been Grey's Anatomy the whole time. Like, Law & Order, man. That's
true.
Like 8 different shows, and then every time they try to take one off, then they realize that they forgot that all those actors and everyone who works on it is actually imprisoned, and then they bring them all back. They're like, no, we forgot. We can't release you. You have to keep working. per the Dick Wolf contract.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Like Mariska Hargitay, like she thought she was out. No. You guys remember they thought that show was over, didn't they? And then they were like, oh, no, just kidding. Like, come right back. They keep ending Law and Orders and then be like, nope.
That's true.
Nope.
Run it back.
Like what? Like Maloney, Christopher Maloney, he was well off that show for a while. And then now every ad I see is just him being like, I'm a detective again. Like, right. Did you forget you're an indentured? Like, did you forget?
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they just bring him back. They're like, oh, it's called organized crime now. It's right. But I'm sure it still starts a little something like this. Boom, 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 boom.
It's dong, dong.
It's the same show, right?
I bet Game of Thrones has a bunch, too.
Yeah, the more I looked into it, the more I saw longer lists, and I was like, we were wrong about who has the most. It's just, no one's really tallying it.
Network-wise, I'm sure HBO has quite a few. You want to talk networks?
Oh, networks? HBO, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, The Bear's really good. You should watch it.
Yeah, Brett?
I will. Listen,
No, the more we tell him to watch it, the least likely he
is.
If you want to binge it, I really do. I love a binge. Like, I'm like, let me just wait till it's all out there.
What season do you think The Red Wedding was for Game of Thrones? That's season five?
No. Four? I think that was like three.
I was going to say three if I had to guess.
Oh, this is fun.
I didn't start watching Game of Thrones till we were a year and a half, or a season and a half past like The Red Wedding, and managed to not even know what that was. And still started. I don't care. It can go four seasons. I'll still go back, watch it, and enjoy it just as much. Don't worry.
Same.
I'm doing it in my way.
It's this quote unquote spoilers make me want to watch it more. Where I'm like, that happens? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about it, and I'll manage to steer clear of it because, as I mentioned, I don't see this stuff. And I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it 4 years from now.
Okay, all right, okay, stop yelling at us.
There will be a cold open 4 years from now where I go, you guys ever seen this show, The Bear? This song's called Miss Popular. Turn it up.
Adobe Radio, got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
Hey, welcome back. We're doing a big text drive this morning, as you guys know. Just hitting the text lines. Yeah, you guys text us up, BDSFans at adobe.com. Just go ahead and text us out there. If you are listening out there at the mall, if you are out there at the mall, don't forget, we got Carly out there at JCPenney starting at 12:08 this afternoon, 12:08 p.m. Carly will be out there handing out bumper stickers. That's me. If you are at Greg's Japanese Auto, if you are at Greg's Japanese Auto up there in Linwood, Katie is going to be up there handing out magnets today, bottle opener magnets. If you're listening to the big, big show, don't forget to text in BDSFans at adobe.com, BDSFans. At adobe.com, text. Go ahead and text. We're doing a big text drive this morning.
Did we get any texts?
Yeah, we got some people texting in this morning. So we could play a game for them if you'd like to do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And now, you don't need to know everything about everything. You just need to know three things about everything. The game.
It's been a really long time since I heard that one. I don't.
I hung out with announcer Matt the other day.
That is really funny.
And I told him that I want to get him in here to record some new promos for us.
That was a fun day of recording, too, because I was like, no, say, you don't have to know three things about everything. You just need to know three things about everything. And he was like, what? I go, well, maybe you could change, like, the second everything. He's like, all right. He's like, all right, well, let me give it a try.
That's a good impression. What did he say after that?
He was like, well, Governor, I don't have a sixpence and a halfpenny. And some English stuff, you know.
What?
Yeah. I've got to take the tube to get here. I don't do a very good English accent.
No. What are you talking? That was really good.
Was it? Carly, thanks.
Please do some more.
You know what? You're back tomorrow.
I think you should do it all.
Can you do the whole game as announcer,
oh my gosh,
Matt?
We all should.
Of course I could.
We all should. Come on, Katie. Come on.
Yours is pretty good.
Oh, Katie's a bit posh, isn't it?
Of course I could. I'll do it as Tom Hardy doing an English guy. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, let's play three things.
Free things.
This is the game where we'll say. God.
Keira Knightley just got here.
This is the game where we say a thing on the card, and you have 5 seconds to name three of the things on the card.
Is this good?
Man, I watched Love Actually again this year, and she still bothers me.
She's so.
What?
Her storyline still bugs me. I just don't.
I have so many questions, right?
Yeah, it just bugs me.
It did not feel like.
Every year, I don't get it.
Is it love?
Every year, I don't get
it. Is it love or is it?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand that whole thing. And I don't know why they're trying to make me care.
I don't
know why the guy from Walking Dead is in it. I don't get it. All right. Are we playing this thing or what? Oh,
do you want me to say it to you, Katie?
Oh,
jeez.
We're getting sidetracked. All right, first time texter this morning in the 704. Have no idea where that is.
I'll play for 704.
Okay, write it down so you don't forget it. 704. I will take the 817.
Nice.
I think that's LA or New York, isn't it?
No, you're thinking 818.
818. And then, you know, Carly, you play for Brandy in Texas. Brandy with an I.
Brandy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's no I in team, but there is.
There is in Brandy.
In Brandy. So
at least it's Brandy.
All right. I'll read the case.
That's two from Texas.
Oh, all right.
Who's the other Texas? 704?
Well, yeah, 817 is Northern Texas.
Oh.
Fort Worth, what? Arlington.
Is it just Brandy twice? Does she have a burner phone she's texting us with?
Brandy, trying to win the contest.
All right, well, as usual, if you win out there, we will send you something from the desk. I got a guitar pick.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It says Adobe Radio on it.
I got a sweet, worn-out Adobe Radio guitar pick that has my fingerprints all over it,
all
I'm sure.
Over it.
I got two of them, actually.
Commit a crime and frame Brett Davern.
There's a broken pen. There's always a broken pen.
Always a broken pen.
You guys can have... I mean, the pen writes...
Oh.
But it's all broken.
Brett
so.
Cannot not break a pen.
Yeah, you can have a broken pen if you want or something else. We'll figure it
out. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Okay, Katie, you have 5 seconds or less to name three things, okay? Can you name for me, I have to get set up, sorry. Can you name for me three things that you tie?
A knot, a bow, and hair.
Hair?
Like you can tie it up, like a hair tie.
Okay. Name three places to shop.
The mall, the bookstore, and my mom's house.
Wow. I was really pushing the 5 seconds there. Yeah. Also, shop at your mom's house?
Yeah, sometimes I go home with stuff.
And you give her money for it?
I think it's interesting.
There's commerce exchange?
This is one of those games where, I mean, I think you really hurt yourself right off the bat because you go the mall. Now,
whoopsies.
I could have said three stores in the mall.
I know.
You start getting tripped up and then you say things like your mom's house. Which is judges?
No. I would have said like the mall, the store, the other store.
Yeah, I know, right? You got to go like the grocery store.
Or you just go Abercrombie, Gap, Banana Republic.
Right.
You'd have to think of those things in the moment. That's
this
the
is a
problem.
Game where you want to be specific.
Gap, true, Banana true. Republic, Old Navy, all under the same umbrella.
Carly, please name three things that you might find in the bedroom.
A bed, a pillow, and your shoes.
Name three brands of toilet paper.
I'm already over 5 seconds.
Oh.
I was going to say Cottonelle and then I had nothing else. I was like, Costco? No.
Oh, there's Kirkland brand toilet paper.
No.
No?
I thought they just had brand deals. I don't know. I go to Costco for my toilet paper, so
yeah.
I'll check next time.
See if they got Brandy. Kirkland. They got to have Kirkland.
Kirkland has. I have Kirkland sweatpants, actually.
Oh, Kirkland's the best.
Yeah, like I'm a Kirkland matching set.
There's probably some guy standing next to the Kirkland toilet paper, and he's like, you know, this is actually Charmin. They just put a different...
It is. No, it might have been Charmin. Okay, Brett.
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Name three uses for your nose.
You can blow it, you can stuff it, or you can smell with it.
Name three romantic vacation spots.
Cabo, Tahiti, and Hawaii.
Name three weather conditions.
Rainy, snowy, sunny.
Okay. Name three reasons to stay in bed.
Rainy, sunny, snowy.
No, that's inappropriate for the radio. Name three places cats hide.
On top of your TV, in a pool, in a nice little pool of light by a door.
Oh.
Or in a house plant. But I'm way over time.
Look, you're really invested in
the- They're hiding in the sun pool.
In a cat tree.
In the pool of light.
They hide in plain sight, what these cats. Get?
Cats, no.
I don't know. Three or four?
Two, four.
Excellent. Ooh, well right. done.
Well, as always, though, it's anyone's game as we head into the break. Point totals double. So I got four, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I only put three. Okay, cool. 4-1-1.
I got two.
You got two?
Yes.
Yeah,
bro.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
It doesn't really matter. All that matters is what happens after the break in this wildly competitive game. I'm not a cat owner. I would be a cat owner.
What?
If I could be assured that the compound would smell nothing like litter. It's the only thing that keeps me from doing it. However, every time I see one of those cool cat trees, I think, man, that looks awesome. I would love to watch a cat just run around in that cat tree all day long. You know? Like, I want to be a cat tree owner more than a cat owner. They look awesome.
I think if you're going to have one, you have to have both.
I want to make my own.
Yeah, like, one without the
other. Staple the carpet all over the outside of that thing.
You can. Nothing's stopping you. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Just start my own cat tree company in the garage, making custom cat trees.
Just invite the neighborhood cats over.
I mean, doesn't a cat tree look like fun every time you see one? You're like, man, being a cat looks like fun.
This is a lot to drop right before the break, Brett. What are you gonna?
It's a simple yes or no, Carly. It's a simple yes or no. No?
I'm scared of cats.
Oh, wow. Katie, yes or no? Cat tree?
Yeah.
Looks like fun, right? Yeah.
You can listen to The Brett Davern Show anytime. Just search for it on your favorite podcast app, but especially the Adobe app for iOS.
We're still playing here. It's round number two.
You don't need to know everything about everything. You just need to know three things about everything. The game.
I didn't want to step on it. during the break, my texter in the 817 let me know that her name is also Katie.
Oh, fun.
So I'm playing for Katie in Texas, and then, Brandy for in Texas, and then, of course, we got an unnamed. Someone in the 704 still being shady doesn't want to be named.
So, okay.
But anyway, the game rolls on. Katie, round number two, and probably maybe the final round. We'll see what happens here. See how sidetracked Carly gets. You know how she can be.
Yeah, I'm in.
Name three states that surround the Great Lakes.
Michigan, Illinois, and I don't know.
She said Idaho, I think, right? We'll allow it. I was going to say, you could say
Idaho?
Any state at
that.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like,
I believe the person for a second asking, that I remembered where Idaho
listen,
was.
As loyal listeners know, the person asking is the judge. And here's the thing. I don't really know that geography that well. You could have said anything. You're fine.
Would Wisconsin have counted?
You could have. I mean, anything other than Florida, I would have been like.
Probably.
Maybe. So it's fine. Okay. Let's see. Okay, name three activities that make you hungry.
Swimming, running, and jumping.
So true.
Yeah, every jumping. Time I'm just jumping around. Name three things that you might find in the bathroom.
A toothbrush, some deodorant, and mouth guards. You might find
why?
That.
Why is why the third guard? One? Why is the why third one guard? Always the thing that makes us go,
broken. I thought you were going to say mouthwash.
I thought you were going to say anything else.
I had my hand on the ding because I was like, mouthwash.
She's
mouth,
got it.
Wash.
And
mouth,
then mouth guard.
Rinse. We would have allowed mouth rinse.
Maybe in the morning.
But you might find a mouth guard in the bathroom.
You might. I mean, I guess she's right. You might even find a mouth in the bathroom. So she was right from when she started.
You might.
Okay, Katie, what kind of mouth guard? Now we have to know. Like, what kind of mouth guard would you find?
Oh, like,
kind?
It's like
one.
Green and white and sort of marbled together.
Are you thinking about, like, sports?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, when people grind their teeth so they have to wear a mouth guard at night. Like a retainer.
Ooh, Carly's talking you back into this one, actually.
That's where,
Wait, that's what you meant?
You just said sports.
No, I meant for, like, when you're a mouth grinder.
Wait, Katie, hold on. Wait, pause. Katie. Are you saying
nothing to do with the dance grinding?
Are you saying you walked into someone's bathroom and you possibly went on a date with a person who grinds their teeth or snores
or
a hockey player? Which
bravo, girl.
Which one are we talking about?
That was the same person, it turns out.
Wow.
Two different mouth guards on the same bathroom counter.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's why it came to interesting. Mind, I guess, too.
If you wear the night guard for the snoring and or the teeth grinding or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you put that in the dark, silently, later, try to pop it back
after,
in the drawer? Is
when
there self-consciousness about the guard? Yeah. Or do you just leave that thing out on the bathroom counter like, yeah, whatever, I'm a teeth grinder. This is how it goes. You know, or do you try to hide that mouth guard on the first date or second date or third date or fourth date? Or are you still hiding it on the 16th date? Mm. What's the mouth guard etiquette there? Also, I guess she gets a point because we're both discussing.
We gotta keep going though.
Say,
look at the time.
We only have 5 minutes left, and I would like to win.
5 minutes is an eternity, Katie, but.
All right. Well, she got another point. So.
You're right, Brett. What about the mouth guard etiquette?
He's picking and choosing.
You're right.
He's picking and
choosing. How many dates should
you guys aren't
going to
give me like
on.
Just a quick answer, quick hot answer on like,
Judge,
yeah, no, it's we leave it out.
Judge, commissioner.
All right. Fine.
Picking and choosing.
Name three drinks.
Vodka, tequila, whiskey.
Could have gone with like Gatorade, Sunny D.
I could have. You're right. I could have. It could
have
been.
Three types of planes.
An airplane, a seaplane, and a jet plane.
No, it took too long. Good hustle, though.
Thanks. Yeah. Carly, name three famous Johns.
John Stewart, John Snow, and John Bon Jovi.
Name three pork products.
Ham, sausage, and hamburgers.
Name three foreign holidays.
Hamburgers?
Christmas. Mexican
like
Independence
hamburgers?
Day and Irish Independence Day. They celebrate Christmas all around the world, I want you to know. International.
Wait a minute. I'm still on hamburgers. Pork products? Hamburgers?
You can. You've never done that?
Well, I mean...
Oh my God,
Brett. I'm just saying.
It's just because it has the word ham in it.
Yeah. You mean literal hamburgers?
She was the judge and she okay. Go.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Name three types of pizza.
Good, bad, and medium tasting.
That's wrong.
What?
I'm sorry. There is
what?
No bad pizza.
I gave you mouth guard.
There is no bad pizza.
And hair ties.
No, there's no bad pizza.
There's no bad pizza.
Clever. I thought that was Brandy. Text in. You gotta help me out here, Brandy. That's insane.
If you would have
said, also said medium pizza, which is true.
Tasting
no,
pizza.
I understand.
Lunchroom pizza. Lunchroom pizza.
Medium tasting. There is no bad.
There's
pizza.
No bad pizza. If you would have said excellent, good, and mid.
That's what I'm saying.
Anchovies on pizza.
Yeah, give
delicious.
Me some.
Oh,
yeah, give
salty.
Me some.
No, you're
salty, kind of crunchy.
Brandy, I feel alone. Brandy, you need to call. You need to call.
There is no bad pizza.
There's no bad pizza.
I don't think there is.
That's okay. Twisted. Whatever.
Didn't we all have 99-cent pizza in New York?
No,
late
that
at
was
night.
Great.
No, I know. That's what
lunchroom
I'm saying.
Pizza
like
to
that
me
should
is
be bad.
Bad
pizza. It's not bad.
No.
We had 99-cent.
Well, first of all, inflation, Brad, it was like $3.99.
It was $1.99, I think, yeah.
It was like $3.99. It was insane.
It ended in 99, though.
Right. So we don't
there know. Still was like still eight people it. That ordered pizza, and I was like, I got this. And at the end, the guy was like, that's $23. And I was like, whoa. Oh. This, wow, what
here's
time is it?
I got the pizza guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, how many points did I get?
Oh, I don't know. You're at like 16, I think, or something. Go ahead.
Okay, Brett, name three things you can find in Australia.
Kangaroos, Steve Irwin's grave, and Crocs.
That took kind of a long time.
Yeah, I know. I had to remember his name.
I don't know. It took more than 5 seconds. Katie, what do you think?
That's why most people go.
You're the judge.
Does he even have a grave?
Is it? Yeah, of course.
Does he have a grave?
Know.
Do we know that?
Do we know that to be true?
It's very watery.
Ew.
I think no. I think no.
Do you want to hear my impression of the stingray?
You know, unfortunately.
Do you want to hear my impression of the stingray?
For that disrespect alone, no. But I did find out he is buried in Australia, so you're not wrong.
Oh. But not in the ocean. It wasn't a burial at sea. Because I have a joke for that.
That's mean. Oh. And for that, you've been disqualified.
Oh.
I win!
Oh! Yay. Oh, so that means...
On tying your hair. And mouth guards.
Oh, the 704. What is your name? You win today. And we will send you this broken pen and at least this guitar pick, I think.
That means you get to break another pen, Brett. So really, you're the winner today.
I'll send you the copy from the live read where I took score on the back. So you can forever commemorate this game. Whoever you are. We'll see you guys tomorrow. For now, I'm Brett reminding all of you to be kind and three things each other. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Steve Irwin. What? What is my new thing? I say something from the show.
I'm a child of the 90s. You don't say anything against Steve Irwin.
I didn't.
Steve Irwin and the planet Pluto. Off limits.
Listen.
Only respect.
The man went how he wanted to. He went in his own way.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show for today. But don't worry. They'll be back tomorrow. Live. Starting at 9 a.m. Pacific. Noon Eastern. On Adobe Radio.
The recording has stopped.